Balanced billing. You might have heard of it on the news, on pieces in the New York Times and the Tampa Bay Times. If you were seen in an emergency department anytime recently, you might have received a surprise bill you thought when you were covered by your PPO insurance. My name is Damian Caraballo, and I'm with the Florida College of Emergency Physicians. I'm here to talk about balanced billing, its effect on patients, emergency departments, and insurers, and some possible solutions to the balanced billing quagmire which faces the state of Florida. To understand balanced billing, you must first understand physician billing. When you go to a hospital, you get a bill from a hospital and from the physician who saw you. These are separate bills. Just because your hospital is considered in-network, that doesn't necessarily mean your doctor will be in-network. If you're one of the 96% of emergency department patients who have Medicare, Medicaid, self-pay, in-network insurance, or an HMO, this is not a big deal because you are covered. However, if you're one of the 4% of patients who come to an ED who has a preferred provider organization, otherwise known as PPO, whether a physician is in your network or not makes a big difference. A PPO is an agreement between an insurance and its customer to pay a maximum allowable charge. This has nothing to do with actual cost of care, for which the physician charges are based, but rather proprietary formula calculated by insurances to maximize revenue on given patient payment scheme. You're thinking of indemnity insurance, such as Medicare or HMO plans. PPOs, however, are very different. In fact, if you look at your PPO coverage, you'll notice that PPOs only pay your indemnity amount, such as 70% on a 70-30 insurance, for inpatient services that are in-network. On out-of-network charges, your insurance will only pay maximum allowable charges, which are intentionally low so that insurances minimize their payouts. There's lots of reasons, the major being physicians cannot agree to adequate fee for payment schedule that meets their costs. For emergency physicians, 20% of their patients don't pay anything. These are the self-pays. 30% of patients are Medicaid patients, which pay well below costs. 25% of patients that they see are made up of Medicare patients, who pay about cost of seeing the patient without factoring in any overhead for running a group. Because they see 75% of their patients at or below costs, and because they provide services that ask for payment, emergency physicians are particularly reliant on competitive compensation from insurers in order to make sure ends meet and stay competitive and in business.